It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Nice little ass back there. 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 Nice little ass back there.
And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to another episode of Carefully Reckless with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Now listen, it's no story time today. There's a venting piece that I need everybody to hear, especially if you are an avid listener of my podcast. Now, like I said multiple times, I try to create all types of content for everybody. Now, everybody don't like everything I do. I understand. We got people who only love me for Jess with the Mess. I rarely do that anymore, so I've lost those people. Okay, fine. But it's my job to keep creating to gain those people back. It's some people that only like me for this podcast. They like the way I talk. They rather not see me. They like the way I touch on things. They like to understand my perspective. They like to hear what I think about certain things that they are scared to say. They like to hear me speak on certain shit that everybody don't like to speak on or whatever, because they're scared of the blowback. They're scared of the feedback. Okay, that's why I'm here. You got people that only like me for wilding out. I don't understand how, because they always delete my fucking scenes. So I don't even know how anybody has ever seen me on Wildin' Out. You got people who only like me for The Rel Show, the sitcom that I play the series lead role in, the female series lead role as Brittany. You got people that only like me for radio purposes when I was doing Dish Nation with Ricky Smiley and, you know, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. People like me for different things. You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to like everything, and I get it. It's the same way with other influencers. Not everybody's gonna like everything you do. It bothers me to the pits of my soul to get online and then see somebody else doing the shit that I'm doing. Now listen, it could be taken two different ways. It could be that great minds just think alike. You know what I'm saying? It could be that I rub off on motherfuckers and some people, you know, I help evolve and okay, if she can do it, I can do it. And then you got another way to look at it. It's just pure thievery. Some shit that you wasn't even thinking about doing. Some shit that you just wasn't original enough to think of yourself to do. I did it. I did it. And then I jump online and I see you do it. Now, you know me. You know me. Quite a few of y'all motherfuckers know me. Y'all have these, we're not friends, but we have some type of camaraderie. We have some type of line of communication between us where y'all can pick up a phone or DM or everybody got my motherfucking number where they can say, oh, look, I was thinking about doing something like you was doing with the video where you do this and where you do that, the new creative content that you just made up your damn self that I ain't never, ever, ever, ever seen before. Help me figure out some shit like that so I don't have to do exactly what you do. So I don't have to create a replica of your exact content. Help me brainstorm. Help me do these things. Help me. I have no problem with helping anybody. In fact, I've written a couple jokes for a couple motherfuckers. I've helped people get over stage fright. I've helped people become numb to the trolls online. I help people bounce back from being canceled and shit. I've helped people clap back at motherfuckers who didn't even deserve no clap back. You know what I'm saying? I've grown out of that shit a whole lot. Now, it's a lot of back clapping that I would do, that I used to do. You know what I'm saying? I've grown out of doing that shit so much. I rarely have anything to say about anybody else and what the fuck they do because I don't follow people. I don't see your shit. That's why I don't follow people. I don't need nothing. I don't need nothing or nobody coming back saying, oh, she stole that video from such and such. Oh, man, she knew that nigga was doing that shit like that before she started doing it. Or she knew that, da, 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 and she got that from, nah, you ain't gonna never be able to say I got nothing from nobody. That's what I pride my shit on. Like rappers, real rappers pride themselves on pushing that pen. Nicki Minaj, that's all she want everybody to know. She wrote everything that ever came out of her fucking mouth. In her opinion, she can wrap circles around bitches with any topic, on any topic. That's how you supposed to feel. She wants y'all to know, every rapper out there, both male and female, both old and young, mumble or realistic, whatever, she telling you, I wrote everything that came out of my mouth. Me, every single joke I took on stage. You know what I'm saying? That comes from my experience. That I didn't get jokes from nobody else. I've been accused of stealing jokes. Somebody accused me of stealing a joke from Dave Chappelle. How the fuck would I steal a joke from Dave Chappelle and nobody knows it? Like, you mean to tell me I would do that willingly and expect for nobody to find out? Get the fuck out of here. Nah, never did that. You know, people are accused of things every day, all day. I want y'all to know I created each and every single piece of content on my page and YouTube, my damn self. I have a brother. He's a writer. Name is Desi. He goes on tour with me. He opens up for me. He's on his own tour now. I help create lanes for motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very humble about it. My humility is at an all-time high. My brother was a writer. He still is. But he was a stand-up comic for about 15 years. He pushed me into it. He got me wanting to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Him and one other guy from Baltimore City got me out of that. Nah, I'm just going to make videos for nah, I'm good. I don't want to do the stand-up shit. They pushed me to go up there. This nigga sat with me and really helped me structure what a solid hour of comedy is. He helped me put shit into perspective. He helped me put my real life down on paper so I can look at it. And I realized that ain't what I wanted to do. Okay, I don't want to write comedy. I just give me a topic and I can go off of it. I'm real good at improv. So my brother helped me get into the fucking stand-up comedy world. And I helped him with the social media lane. Like, my brother's older. He's in his mid-30s and shit. He ain't really know nothing about no fucking social media. I got him making the videos. Like, all right, cool. You funny as shit, Desi? Go ahead and do that. I've did that with a lot of other fucking people as well. I've helped a lot of women that y'all buy tickets to go see now, a lot of these young ladies. I help them structure their material. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't want a fucking award. No, I don't want a fucking cookie. I want some fucking respect. Stop stealing my shit. That's just what it is. I'm a vent to y'all because y'all gonna listen. And y'all not gonna bash me for speaking my shit. I don't feel like I'm better than anybody. I feel like I'm in my own fucking lane. I don't want to do what everybody else do. So I don't. I create trends. I create new, fresh, comical content that nobody has ever fucking thought of doing in my generation. I got a lot of greats behind me on this shit. I do. I started recently doing over quarantine comical videos on thoughts, what women thinking as opposed to what we say, what women really, really want to say to these men, or what women really want to say to each other, what barbers want to say to their clients, what hairstylists want to say to their clients, what kids want to say to their parents. I started the whole thoughts shit when it comes to comedy. You know what I'm saying? No, I didn't invent people thinking. No, I didn't invent people's thoughts. For the smartasses who's going to dig further into what I say and try to pick it apart and make something negative out of it. But no, I guarantee you, I'm the first motherfucker online to do videos with thoughts. Now y'all can say, how do you say that and you don't follow nobody? I'm saying it because I don't. If I ain't see it, it ain't been done. That's exactly how you gotta be these days. It's very hard to stand out on a platform where everybody's trying to stand out. Do you understand? It's very hard being original. I get it. As hard as it is being original in a world where everybody is trying to do the same shit to get on, you still gotta dig down deep and figure out what you're fucking good at, what your people wanna see you do, what you can stand out and do. When I started doing that shit, my engagement went up millions. Every video I've put up since the middle of quarantine, when I really, really cracked down on my content and really started seeing what's missing out there, how can I be different? That's when I started getting more engagement. My insights increased. YouTube viewers and subscribers went up, all that shit. More sponsors came out the woodwork, endorsements, more celebrities, A-list, B-list, whatever the fuck. You know, they started fucking reaching out, networks reaching out. Okay. We're going to give you a show here. We're going to give it, man, if I can give y'all a dollar for every time somebody said they would give me a show, y'all will have a lot of money. I'm just letting you know that. But that's because I created something that they liked, something that was that they hadn't seen before, especially in this time. I'm a millennial. I am. Okay, cool. I'm 29. But I'm still considered a millennial by these older people who's never seen this shit done the way I do it. So it really, really fucking hurts my feelings, nigga. And it makes me get in my fucking bag and in this mood when I open up Instagram and I see motherfuckers I know doing the same shit I'm doing, trying to do the same shit. Now, it's always going to be somebody emulating. Okay. And this is what I want y'all to understand, too. Let's separate the emulators from haters. I'm never going to say somebody's a hater. It's a total different definition behind hater. No, because these people consider themselves to be my associates, like really, really cool. But taking my shit, nah. I don't know if this got something to do where I'm from, or does it have something to do with the way I was raised or how I really am and inside of me. But I don't like that shit. That shit corny. That shit is clowned the fuck out. That you can't sit there and create your own lane. I don't like it. And I'm very humble, like I said before, and y'all know this. If y'all know me for real or y'all day one fans, y'all know how humble I am. Y'all know how much shit I could be talking right now. I'm not doing that. For what? I don't believe in downing other people to make yourself feel good about your success. I don't need to down nobody. But I don't like seeing that shit. Now we got a commercial, and if you click off this podcast, I swear I'm gonna beat your ass. Listen.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And with that being said, ain't no Jess fix my mess today because I'm the one with the mess right now. I'm the one with the mess. I need somebody to make sense of all this bullshit, okay? I'm the one. Now listen, we're going to get into current news. Soulja Boy, prime example. Every time this man, tweets about his accomplishments, how far he's bought our generations, and how he's supposed to get more flowers right now, and how he's supposed to get more recognition for the shit that he's created. He's created trends, music, beats, memes, fucking flows and ad libs and certain shit that other rappers take and didn't give him credit for. Now listen, the internet tears this man down every time he gives himself flowers. But who the fuck gonna give them to him if we ain't giving it to him? Him. Now when he die, everybody gonna be bumping Soulja Boy, tell him, or kiss me through the phone. All the shit that he's trying to tell y'all that he started. He invented FaceTime. Believe it. Believe it. FaceTime wasn't out when that song came out. A lot of shit Drake has done. Okay, he got from Soulja Boy. All right, a lot of shit Bow Wow did. A lot of shit a lot of these fucking rappers did. They need to pay homage to Soulja Boy. That's all he's saying. But they may feel because he's younger than they are, or, you know, they made it a little further or a lot further than he did, they don't need to give nobody no recognition. You know what I'm saying? That's how a lot of people feel online as well. You could be a small fry in your own city, local, whatever. Somebody can be bigger than you. Here's some shit that you doing. Take it. Not pay you for it. Don't recognize you for it. Don't even say, hey, yo, look, let me buy that off you. Let me buy that joke off you. Or look, what you think if I start doing the videos like this? Or you know what I'm saying? And then when they shit hit a blog or something, or when somebody recognize and see the bigger person doing it, they feel like, oh shit, they created this. Nah, this shit came from a whole nother person. Just like in the rap industry or in music or whatever. We keep seeing these people coming out like, yo, this person stole this song from me. What the fuck? This person stole this rap from me, man. Oh, this person stole this idea from me. And then we, as the fucking people, I'm gonna say we, because I'm a part of y'all, we're looking at how big the star is. Stars steal as well. Yeah, they do. Influencers steal, rappers steal. It happens in every industry. People steal raps, people steal flows, people steal beats and act like it's theirs just because they got a bigger name. You know, people steal ideas of films. I know a filmmaker in LA who's from the DMV, right? Now this person will get ideas from people at home and shit like that, then take them back to Hollywood like he made the shit. You feel me? Like, you did this shit. You ain't do this shit. You going back. Because ain't nobody credible enough at home that you stealing these fucking ideas from to really make a case and expose your ass for stealing their work. That happens everywhere. I just wore a jacket not too long ago. Shout out to Fly Kid NY. That's his name on IG. That's a black-owned designer. He's from New York. He's had so many people try to steal his design, yo. I was wearing a jacket, which was a replica of his shit. He didn't even drop the official jacket. It's people that steal. I'm talking about places where we shop at every day that we spend top dollar on. Louis steal, Gucci steal, all the motherfuckers steal. Shop Akira, they stole Fly Kid NY's design and started putting it on jackets and remaking jackets and shit, and they sold it. Now he sued them. They won. They were supposed to cease and desist any and everything, all merchandise. Y'all can't sell no more. So what they did, they sold the shit to still make money off of it. It ain't in their store. It's not on their website. But they sold the rest of the replicas to other boutiques and shit to still make money off their shit. Why the fuck you just can't sit down in your house and just think why you can't hire an artist to draw some shit up? Why you can't? Like, motherfuckers just, it kills you to be original. And then nowadays, people ain't happy with originality. People get bored with originality. Like Megan. When Megan first came out, everybody loved her. They was on every freestyle, every video, every song, every hit, every picture, every twerk video, everything. Y'all loved this woman. This woman, we all loved her. Like, love her. I still do. Everybody, a lot of people still do. But it's like y'all love people until the novelty wears out on you. It's like y'all want people to be successful, but not too successful. The shorty really, really started getting out there. She collaborated with DaBaby, which I think that is the most dopest fucking collaboration that we've heard in years, is DaBaby and Meg Thee Stallion. And y'all even saying the shit about him. Same shit about him. Everybody loved him when he came out. Now it's, oh my God, our song sounded like, oh my God, that's her original flow. It ain't no other bitch out here that sound like her. You know what I'm saying? That's her flow. Just like you know Nicki when you hear Nicki's song. You ain't got to listen past 3 seconds to know, yeah, that's Nicki. You know it's Megan. That's her flow. That's her original flow. She got that Texas, that deep, that like that's her. That's who she is. The baby. You can understand everything this nigga say, his cadence, everything about him. Yeah, a lot of his songs sound alike. A lot of Megan's songs sound alike. But that's their original style of rapping. That's who they are. The Migos. They will never be another fucking Migos. They call them the Black Beatles. That's what they call them. Nah, they are the Migos. They've created a sound that's original. Nobody sound like, I don't give a fuck how mad Gucci Man get or how mad Future it. Man, y'all niggas cannot sound like them three men. Y'all, it's nobody out here that can do that. It's like they got rock and roll rap. Like they rock stars. You know what I'm saying? They got their own fucking sound. That's who they are. That's original. Everybody complaining about them. Oh, their music sound the same too. That's their original fucking sound. So that's why in my line of work, I love to keep creating and keep sitting down in the dark. And I keep saying this shit because that is what puts me into a meditative state where I can create. I go sit in a room. I send Ash with my mother. I will send the dog to a goddamn kennel. I don't give a fuck. I don't want my boyfriend around me. I don't want, or whoever I'm talking to at the time, don't come around me. I don't need none of my 2-3 friends to be around me, whatever. I go sit my ass in the dark, TV off. I talk to God. I pray. And then I smoke a blunt. And then I start getting right because that shit flows when I'm high. It is what it is. That's how I sat and I thought about doing the videos about what we think as opposed to what we say. And like I said, that brings me back to this. Everybody can do it. If I can do it, everybody can do that shit. Create something that ain't never been done before or niggas ain't seen in decades and decades and decades. You know what I'm saying? Go back and watch old comedy. See if you can stem something from there. Not steal, but stem. Because sometimes when you watch somebody, you can kind of like emulate them, but it may be another idea that you may get that other person didn't tackle. But see, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. That's for people who cannot be original. That's for people who can't sit down and figure out ways to do shit. There's a tip right there that you can be different. You know, go back and watch some old shit from the 70s, the 80s and shit. That shit is still there. Recreate something, you know? But don't do what the fuck somebody doing right now in this day and age. That shit gets watered down. Like when bitches started trying to do the Jess with the Mess, baby, no, hell no. It ain't gonna work. I don't give a fuck if I stop doing it today. If you gonna do it, you better do it right. Cause better believe it ain't touching my shit, period. Bitches who doing the motherfucking thought videos, niggas who doing the thoughts videos, you better do it the fuck right. Cause it ain't touching my shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. And it is what it is. Now let's kick it over to a brief break.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. you'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Another thing, I work very, very fucking hard. A lot of y'all can attest to this as well. Y'all haven't seen me on TV since I did the show Route. That's been 3 years, three hard fucking years of me trying to get back there. I'm just letting y'all in on my world, on my life. That shit, that's hard for me. It's hard for other actresses as well. It ain't just me, but I'm letting y'all know because this is my shit. It's hard as shit being told no, 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 no to this, to that, to this, to that. You know, you take acting classes and then you try to, you know, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about real fucking talent anymore. It's not about that. It's about who you know and who gonna give you a chance because you gonna make their ratings go high. And then sometimes it ain't even about that. It's about, oh, this motherfucker's hotter than this motherfucker, so let me put this motherfucker on first, even though I promised this bitch a show. Let me put her to the side and get this motherfucker because he got platinum records. What the fuck? This nigga don't even act. He's a rapper. What the fuck is going on here? It's certain shit that I need y'all to read in between lines for. So that's why I am creating my own shit. Because ain't nobody going to take you serious until you get serious about your damn self. You feel me? You have to invest like that Just With The Mess. Just With The Mess supposed to been on TV. It's so many motherfucking celebrities and networks that reached out and, oh, I got you. Oh, yeah, we're going to. Okay, so we want to turn this into this, turn this into that. No, I want it to stay the same. No. I want it to stay the same. And if you don't like it, I'm going to take it elsewhere. Because I know how big it can be. I know the potential behind Just With The Mess. It could be a sketch show. It could be a talk show. It could be a whole lot of things. But it's going to be what I want it to be. Not what y'all want it to be. You know what I'm saying? In terms of network. You know, in terms of celebrities who's offered deals for this shit. You feel me? They're not going to water it down and make it what the fuck they want to make it. That's just not what, I'm not having it. That's just what that is. I cannot do that. That's my precious work. I created that shit. That's how most of y'all know me. By that, I would never sell it so cheap. I would never let nobody water it down. It ain't the same. So I put money into an actual production, putting a production behind it. It was cool. It didn't do the numbers that I expected it for it to be because y'all like it real, real short and intimate. I try to do something different. I'm trying new ways to reinvent myself. When I showed that I put actual money into it, that it was on an actual set, it was shot with actual production cameras and all that shit, that's when I started getting the calls. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to put this on. Yeah, we trying to. Yeah, we want to. Yeah. So listen, that's great and all. But I'm letting y'all know that that's what I mean by investing in yourself. Showing motherfuckers that you serious. That's why you got to work extra fucking hard because social media has watered everybody down. Social media is the reason that people don't take you serious. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a network, a big celebrity, your fans, whatever, your family, whatever. That is what it has done to the industry. Watering shit down. Because when the last time niggas done watched the movies? When the last time you done got caught up on your favorite show? When is the last time you done flicked through some channels? Nah, because all you doing is being on your phone. When is the last time you watched a whole episode of anything? A whole episode of the reality shows? Why do I need to do that? If I follow a blog that posts clip after clip after clip, you might as well say I watched the whole goddamn show. And if you read through enough comments, you watch the goddamn show. So I'm not waiting for anybody to put me on TV anymore. I've come to that conclusion. You have to create and you have to put money into it and you got to shoot your own shit and just be able to take it. You got to bake the cake. You can't just have the ingredients waiting for somebody to help you to bake it. You got to get the ingredients, mix it up, bake it, prepare it, put the icing on it, put it in a container and then take it to a motherfucker. And if they buy it, that's what it is. Because everybody after the same shit and everybody will fill your head up, yo. They will make you think that you the best. They will make you think that you got something and they and you're poised. And they will make you think, oh, yeah, you got this. We're going to give you this. And then they don't. And that's a slap in the face. That's shit on my back. You know what I mean? So you got to create. You got to create. I don't want y'all to think that I'm mad. I'm bitter. No, I'm not. I'm passionate about the shit that I create. I'm passionate about my fucking work, about my business, as everybody else should be. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm passionate about. And it's going to remain that way. It's going to remain that fucking way. When I go up and I accept these awards for these movies and these TV shows that are soon to be mine, all mine, all mine, y'all going to remember why I vented today, you know? I want y'all to remember that. Not that I just want to be the only one doing something. Fuck no. That ain't never been the case. And on that note, I'm going to end this episode. I want y'all to know I love y'all just like y'all love me. And keep on subscribing. Keep on following. And keep on believing in me. Because trust me, I'm going to show y'all it was worth believing in me. And on that note, peace.
You got your ass done. Nigga, shut the fuck up. I've been out here on my cash run. Told you I'm a hustler. I've been stuck. I don't do no bluffing. Getting money. Spend it like it's nothing.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.